Okay. So in terms of the question of should he have gotten postoperative adjuvant radiation therapy up front, I'd like to just hear, you know, let's say Dr. Klotz. Why don't we just go right on down? We heard Dr. Swanson, so we know we heard his data. Why don't we just go down the panel and tell us what each person thinks, yes or no, and maybe a brief reason why. So Larry, would you go first?
Well, my practice in general is to wait for PSA recurrence and then jump in aggressively, and I'm still not convinced that that's the wrong thing to do. Except for the patient who looks like he's got an extremely high chance of progressing, and then I don't think there's any point in waiting. This patient, I mean, even according to Greg's data, has a 40% chance, roughly, of not progressing, and therefore I would wait.
Okay. Dan?
I voted yes, but for a different reason. I feel that the patient should be offered it to discuss the different options. I think that it's acceptable to do that, but personally, if I were the patient, I probably would wait. I think it's acceptable to wait for a PSA relapse. We don't have the evidence yet that early treatment versus delayed treatment is better or worse, and I think we need a good randomized trial to assess that particular question.
Greg?
I would treat this gentleman. He has a positive margin at the base, which is much more ominous than a positive margin at the apex or other places, so we would treat this individual.
Mac?
Well, I would recommend he be treated too, and I would argue that we've already done a randomized trial. The fact is the patients on the control arm of the SWOG study, many of them got salvage radiation, and despite that, the need for hormone therapy was much more frequent. So if I was a patient, I would not want to be put on salvage hormone therapy, and I would take my chances with immediate post-op radiation.
Okay. Dr. Swanson, do you want to add anything to the panel?
I think he should be offered. Everybody should be offered the opportunity. You know, there's a lot of consideration. This young man already opted to try to do a unilateral nerve sparing, and I would have to tell him that giving him radiation, whatever function he might have, we're going to take that away. And it's not so simple. I think I would discuss that with him and watch him closely and pick him up at early failure, personally.
Okay.